Blog Talk Radio.
All glory, all honor, all power, all praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to a new season, a new beginning, and a new addition to the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nilevette Milligan. Thank you very much for joining me today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about simply being in the limelight. There's been a lot going on since DYAFN was last broadcasted on the air last year, and I thank God for the many things that I have gone through since then. You know, personally, people go through different things for one reason or another. And in my particular instance, it was financial, it was my health. But you know what? I am not going to stop serving the Lord in this way. There was a lot of times when I even contemplated about not going back on the air anymore. But you know something? The Lord did not put this in my lap for me to not do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's listen to I Am Still Here by Dorinda Clark Cole right here on the DYAFN radio program.
When I look back over my life and I see all the things God's done for me, been through danger, heartache, and trouble, I thank the Lord, He's rescued me. I could have been dead and gone, then the Lord. That I'm still here in it by the grace of God. When I look back over my life, can I see all the things the Lord has brought me through? Been through I thank the Lord, He's blessed me still, oh, I could have lost the faith, and I could have failed from His grace. Now I can say that I'm still here. The grace of God.
Oh, 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 I'm still here.
Oh, it's no goodness on my own.
I'm still here.
Oh, look at this baby,
I am still here by the grace of God. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is truly my personal testimony about the different things that I've been going through since I have been away from DYAFN. But that's another show. Let's stick to the subject at hand. And if you would like to call in, the telephone number is area code 516-666, and believe me, I'm going to have them change that telephone number, 9985. Today's subject, in the limelight. A very long time ago, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, when we were talking about being in the limelight, there is a lot to be said by being in the limelight, and there is a very heavy cost to pay when you are in the limelight. A lot of people do not like the limelight because it brings them out in the open, and not only does it bring out the good things about them, but it brings out the not so good things about them. Let's talk about two subjects today when we talk about the limelight. Case in point, let's compare the prodigal son to the good Samaritan. Now, let's talk about the prodigal son first. The prodigal son was the child of a wealthy man, but he wanted to go out on his own. He took his inheritance, and he went all out on his own. He did whatever he wanted to do and blew his inheritance. Now, mind you, he's in the limelight because people knew who he was, and then he went somewhere where he wasn't known and got caught up with the wrong people and lost his inheritance. What comes next is when he was going to the bottom, the lowest of the low, and he turns around and is living and being treated like an animal. And it had gotten so bad that he was eating slop with the pigs. Until he came back home, he apologized to his father for his behavior, his irresponsibility and waywardness. And how did his father greet him? His father greeted him by simply saying, "Son, I am so glad that you are home." Put his best robe on him, cooked the fattest calf, the best one they had. Now, there was another son, and the other son was like, "Why are you doing all of this for him? I've been here, and I've been working and everything else. Why?" And the father said to the son, "Because I knew I could always count on you. But your brother needed to learn a lesson." Now, when you're speaking in the limelight, the prodigal son had a very serious lesson to learn as far as responsibility versus compared to the good Samaritan. A man gets robbed, he gets beaten, and all of these so-called religious men kept passing this gentleman and wouldn't help him. Along comes the good Samaritan, helps the man up, tears his shirt, cleans his wounds and bandages, gave the man water, then took him off the road and found him lodging and paid for the man's lodging so the man can become well. Now, mind you, while at that lodging were the three strangers who had passed him and would not help him because he was a Samaritan. And I find that amazing because you got people that are in the limelight and they would not help you or help a stranger in need because of their prejudice, their fear, or their just outright meanness. And yet these people think they're better than you are because you're different. And so there are people who have been murdered or killed because of this very thing. And when they did the killing and everything, and when they put this person down or ridiculed them, this made him a somewhat of a celebrity to these people who would have done the same thing that he had done. Now, we're talking about being in the limelight. Case in point, there are many people today who do the very same thing. They diss other people. They talk about other people simply because they're either mean or fear or hateful. There is no room in the house of God for the limelight and for the Lord. There are people here today that not only do not believe in the Lord, but they think they are more important than the Lord because of their money, because of their education, and because of their looks. They have so many people that idolize and worship them that they think that they're above God. They think they're above his word, his will, his way, and his wisdom, not realizing that one day your fame and your fortune will be taken from you. And then what would you be? You know how a person can be of character is when that person has nothing and they show you that they are still a person of honesty, morality, and integrity. This was what Jesus was. He was the Son of the Living God. He could have had anything and everything he wanted. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. When you are who you are and you know who you are, you don't need to show or prove or even brag to anyone about who you are. Jesus knew that he was the Son of God, but he wore his royalty so lightly when he did his ministry across Jerusalem and other areas. And you know what I find funny? Is that people who are egotistical, prideful, selfish, self-centered, they always have to find a way to make a person look bad or do something to them in order to make themselves look better because they won't or cannot release being in the limelight. And I find that amazing, ladies and gentlemen, because when you know who you are, and I say this again, when you know who you are, you don't have to put anybody down. You don't have to ridicule. You don't have to be a bully. You don't have to do any of those things. A person who is truly happy with themselves does not need the limelight. Let's go back in the Bible and let's call Moses. If some of you don't read the Bible, let me tell you about Moses. Moses was a prince of Egypt, okay, and he was a person of a great heart for the Hebrews, his people, because Moses was born a Hebrew. So He didn't like seeing people being beaten and starved to death and die in horrible conditions. He even killed a guard who killed a slave. And he was banished from Egypt. Now, when the Lord met Moses, Moses had a speech impediment. He didn't want to be in the limelight. He did not want to serve God, not because of him not believing him in whatever, but he felt inadequate because of the way that he spoke. So the Lord sent his brother Aaron with him to speak for him. We're talking about in the limelight. If you would like to comment, the telephone number is area code 516-666-9985. So to continue, Moses did all of these wondrous acts, you know, turning water into wine. He spoke with Pharaoh about the pestilence. He's, you know, with the will of God, the hand of God, he split the Red Sea. He brought down the Ten Commandments that God wrote with his own hand. And yet, Moses missed the opportunity to go to the promised land because of a disobedient act. The Lord told him to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock. And because of that one act, in spite of all the things that he had accomplished, the Lord would not let him enter into the promised land. Now, here is a man that was in the limelight, who did the wondrous acts of the Lord God, to have his ending stayed in Egypt and not into the promised land. We have so many people that were in the Bible that were brought forward into the limelight. Even Christ, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying, Lord, let this cup pass from me. In other words, the Lord was like, I don't want to go through all this. And yet, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. And what happened when he did come into the limelight? He became the greatest figure, one of the greatest figures in our history, if not the greatest figure. You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who told me that Allah was God. And I told him Allah is not God because Allah did not have a son who died for our sins. Now, of course, we respect each other's views, but my point is, I'm going to stay with a man who was bought, who was born, glory, who was born to be in the limelight. Jesus Christ was born to be in the limelight as the Son of God and the Savior of the world. See, John 3:16, most everyone knows that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes. But no one hardly speaks of the 17th verse, which says, I come not to condemn the world, but to save it. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you about the limelight. How many sacrifices that can be made? How many sacrifices are being made? How many people have sacrificed their own lives for being in the limelight? Now let's go to today with this so-called beef against Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. Now, what I don't understand is how can there be, why are they doing this? And for what? For publicity? You're putting your reputation on the line, and you're putting up such dangerous things because of publicity? Oh, come on, y'all. We can do better than that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to take a break. So right now I'm going to replay the Dorinda Cole Clark song, or Clark Cole. Sorry, Dorinda. And it's by request, ladies and gentlemen. So I'll be right back right here on the DYAFN radio program.
When I look back over my life and I see all the things God's done for me, been through danger, heartache, and trouble, I thank the Lord, He's rescued me. The grace of God. When I look back over my life, can I see all the things the Lord has brought me through? Been through sickness, trials, and suffering. I thank the Lord, He's blessed me still, oh, I could have lost the faith, and I could have failed from His grace. Now I can say that I'm still here. The grace of God.
Oh, 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 I'm healed.
Oh, it's no goodness on my own.
I'm healed.
All of His favors, all of His favors.
Oh,
We're back to the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nile Yvette Milligan. And for those of you today, thank you for joining me. I'm struggling a little bit today because I've lost all of my clips. I lost my intro. But you know what? God's work never delays. So I'm going to keep going no matter what. Now, of course, I'll be in much better shape next week. But for right now, I just wanted to get my first broadcast out of the way. And we're talking about being in the limelight. For those of you that are listening, my callback number is area code 516-666-9985. I don't like that 666. Like I said, we're going to have to talk. They're going to have to change that. But in the meantime, let's get back to the subject at hand. Now, we as Christians are easily to fall in the limelight. You know, like we talk about the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, and the bishops. You know, we fall into the limelight, especially when we are ministering and we're preaching and everything, and people are coming to us. They're sharing personal things with us. It's very easy to get caught up in the limelight because we're having an effect on so many people's lives. However, there is a price to pay for being in the limelight. You know, your private life is no longer yours. You are under a microscope. You are being investigated. You're being examined. You're being judged. Every little move you make, you know, for some people, you can't do anything because you're overweight. People are judging your overweightness. So if you have a cheeseburger, that's criticized. Let's say if you are a very attractive person, all of a sudden something on your body changes to where you either gain weight or lose weight or your looks change because you've had an accident or whatever and you are being judged because of it. Let's say you're on the radio like I am, and, of course, something changes in your speech or something delays you from anything and you're being criticized and judged about that because you are in the limelight. Whether you're on television, on the radio, on the stage, in sports, or whatever kind of entertainment media, even when you're in politics, you know, or even in the church, you are in the limelight. And what comes with that is anything personal. And see, right now, the church is being harshly judged because of a few people who do not believe in God that are judging us because they're saying that we are acting like there is no God. And believe it or not, some of them are absolutely right. You got people that are in the limelight who won't even say the name of Jesus Christ. That everything is God, 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 God. But see, nobody wants to hardly say the Son of the Living God's name, Yeshua HaMashiach. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because man says they want to say God because it's more universal and more acceptable to people than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't understand that. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very cornerstone of Christianity, you know. So my thing is, how can you say you're a Christian, talk about Christianity, and not talk about the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't get that. Once again, about being in the limelight. Every servant of God was in the limelight. That's from Noah to Paul and Silas. And these are the people who have suffered great consequences for being in the limelight. But there is a higher reason even than being in the limelight. These people died for their beliefs. For an example, Let's talk about John, the Apostle John. John paved the way for the Lord Jesus Christ, and he even baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. Know what happened to him? He was beheaded. Okay? Let's talk about Saul. Saul was killing Christians like it was free until Jesus met him on the road to Damascus. What did Paul do after his conversion from Saul to Paul? He became one of our greatest biblical authors. But there was a price to pay. See, a lot of times, people like myself who are servants of the Lord, and we made a conscientious decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a very tedious life to lead, especially when you still have some things privately to be delivered in. I know I do. And so, with every waking day, we as servants of the Lord, we pray, we worship, we praise, and we have to keep up a conscientious effort to keep our personal lives and private lives clean, to try to make it as clean from sin as possible. You know, without the sexual sins, without the emotional sins, the yokes, the strongholds, the burdens, you know. Because sometimes we are the only Bible that people will ever read. Now, there's already a cynicism among non-Christians about Christians simply because of the way that we act, that we can the way that we carry ourselves. When we see people who are in the limelight, and let's go there with the celebrities. You have celebrities that are hardcore Christian, believe it or not, but yet they act in a certain role. They are acting a certain way privately, and believe it or not, people are judging them by that. It isn't the fact that they've confessed that they are a Christian. But see, most people who are non-Christian, they don't understand that when you are a Christian, you are still walking and growing in grace. You are still walking the walk, because it is a walk to walk every day with the Lord Jesus Christ until he brings you out of the sin that you are in. And in the meantime, while you are doing everything that you can to walk out of the sin that you're in and waiting for the Lord to deliver you, people are judging you right where you are. If you used to be a fornicator and adulterer, and let's say you've been delivered from that, let's say, a few years, people still see the fornicating adulterer. You know why? Because they refuse to see the person that you are right now. See, you're not an adulterer or a fornicator right now because you've been delivered from that. And people who are envious or jealous or just outright haters, they sit up and say to you, I remember when you used to be this. Why do they do that? Because they know nothing or refuse to accept your present, and therefore they know they will not be a part of your future. Now, mind you, being in the limelight doesn't necessarily have to be a global thing. We are all in the limelight every day. All of us are, because we all have people paying attention to us. Even people who are homeless in shelters, they are in the limelight too. Because the first thing that people say when they see somebody homeless or whatever, why don't you get a job? Why don't you do this? Not even wanting to understand the circumstances of the person of why they're in that current situation. And furthermore, they don't want to find out to help that person come out of that situation. There have been so many things that have destroyed people while they're in the limelight. Case in point, Whitney Houston. Beautiful. One of the greatest singers of all time. To die in a bathroom. She did the drinking. She did the drugs. And so we no longer have a talent among us anymore because of the way her life ended. And this was a person that was greatly in the limelight. And when you make decisions based upon your conduct, because it got to a point, from what I understand, it got to a point to where, well, no one could tell her anything, you know. She wouldn't listen to anybody. She wanted to live her life the way she wants to, which she has that right. But look at the sacrifice that she made because of her decisions. See, nobody held a gun to Whitney's head to make her do the stuff that she does. Or that's all of us. We made these decisions for ourselves. There are so many bad decisions that I have personally made that when I became older by the grace of God and no other, I have chosen not to make those decisions ever again, nor to be a person of hypocrisy. How am I going to talk to you about fornication, about how the Lord says flee fornication, and I'm fornicating myself? And by the way, I am celibate. How am I going to talk to you about adultery when I'm committing adultery myself? And by the way, I'm not. And there's nobody on this planet that can say that I am. How can I talk to you about stealing when I'm a thief myself? And there's all kinds of things that you can steal, but that's another show. And here I am on the radio right now talking to you about being in the limelight, because there is a lot to be said about living a double life. Someone was once involved in my life, and they were married, and they lived a double life. They were ordained as a deacon at the church, singing at church, serving in church, but committing adultery in his other life. And lying and all this kind of thing. And that's what I'm talking about. Living a double life while you are in the limelight. The limelight can be very devastating if you are living a double life. You are married, you have children, but you're a closet homosexual. Limelight. You are a pastor. You are an elected official. Child giver. A caregiver. You know, you're working in child care. You're working in special places with special need people. What are you doing? Beating them, raping them. Limelight. Everybody is in the limelight. All of us. Somebody is paying attention to our very move, whether they love us or hate us, and they are waiting for us to slip up and announce that all over the limelight. Look at what happened to the Lord Jesus Christ. How Judas betrayed him because of whom he is. He was crucified. I was going to say killed, but you see, the Lord Jesus Christ was not killed. There's no way you could kill the Son of God. The Lord made the decision to lay down his life for me and for you. And just a few days before then, they were welcoming him as he rode in on a donkey, putting down palms, palm leaves, palm trees, welcoming him, a man who never heard a soul in his life. He never broke anybody's leg. He never put a disease on anybody. He never said an ill word to anybody unless it was the truth. Here is a man who never blinded anybody, who never cursed anybody, and yet he was the one that was public enemy number one. To who? The religious types, like Caiaphas, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, all because he was in the limelight. And he was the walking word, the living word. That's why one of my favorite songs by Fred Hammond is "You Are the Living Word." He really is. But because of some religious types was fearful, they were feeling like he was taking away the limelight away from them, and he was supposedly speaking blasphemy, all of a sudden they wanted to crucify him. How many celebrities, people in music, drama, sports, and entertainment, how many people have you heard of that were in the limelight and for one reason or another they were killed or died? A very long time ago, I guess, was it back in the 50s or something, there was an operatic singer named Mario Lanza, and he had a beautiful voice. He was handsome, but then, to me, most Italian men are. But what I find funny is that he came across the wrong man. And the next thing I knew, he was dead. Limelight. And then when the limelight is taken off of you, and you all of a sudden feel like you cannot live anymore. How many celebrity suicides have we heard about or have we seen? How many people have had a slow but hard fall from the limelight? You were all the way at the top, and now you're deeper than the bottom. And this is one of the reasons why, ladies and gentlemen, I hate the business. I hate the business of entertainment. I hate the business of Hollywood. Because in the snap of your fingers or in the blink of an eye, you can be eliminated from the limelight. You have an athlete who's at the top of their game. They win the championship game, and then they come back next year. Everything's going well. Boom, they hurt themselves. They tear a joint, something happens to their body or their conduct, you know, like they're either doing drugs or selling drugs, or in the case of Michael Vick, who was involved in dog fights, illegal dog fights. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he has been back in the limelight in that capacity since that time. So I say to you, I present to you today, the Lord Jesus Christ does not care about you being in the limelight. He does not care about your ego, your pride, but he does care about your sin. He doesn't care how educated you are. He doesn't care how you look. He doesn't care about your money, because none of that will matter when you come before judgment. And only one thing is going to matter: whether or not you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, according to Romans 10 and 9. That is what's going to make the difference. That is the only way you are going to get in the heaven. Please stop listening. All of these different people that talk about different so-called philosophies and so-called this and so-called that. There's only one way to heaven. One. And then you got people who say everybody's going to heaven. That's a lie from the pit of hell. And then you got somebody that says nobody goes to heaven because heaven doesn't exist. That's a lie from the pit of hell also. That's just like you got people who are walking around saying Jesus was not a blue-eyed, blonde, white man, and Jesus was not this. Okay, just for the record, and I can only speak for myself, I got past the looks of the Lord Jesus Christ a long time ago. I don't care what he looks like. I just know that he died to save me. And that's what I'm sticking with. You can go praise whatever God you want to praise, and you can live your life the way that you want. But Joshua 24 and 15 says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I wasn't born a Christian, but I will die a Christian. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming towards the end of this broadcast. I want to pray for people who are in the limelight and their families. I want to pray for those who want to get out of the limelight before it destroys them and their families. I want to pray for those who have fallen out of the limelight, and it has almost destroyed them and their families. I want to pray for those who feel like they are nothing without the limelight. I want to pray for those who have lost someone to the limelight. So let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I pray that I really hope and pray that I said or did something that was pleasing to you. Lord, I know for a fact that I am nothing without you, and I know that this broadcast was for your glory, not mine. I may be the servant, but you are God. And Lord, before this prayer goes up to you, I confess and repent anything I may have said, thought, or done, anything I may say or think or do. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I pray for people who have been involved or are involved in the limelight. Lord, cover them in your blood from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet and their families. Lord, so many people have lost so many things and have sacrificed things because of the limelight. They have lost money. They have lost family. They have missed out on their children. They have missed out, on their spouses. They have missed out on job opportunities. They have missed out on so many things. But most of all, Lord, they have missed you. So, Lord, shower your Holy Spirit upon them right now in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Let them know that you are still there for them. And no matter how far they have gone away from you, it isn't such a long trip back. Lord, open your arms with them. Shower them with love. Shower them with joy. Let them know that there is nothing in this world that you cannot conquer. There is nothing in this world stronger than your love. The limelight is not needed when they are with you, because you don't care about the attributes of this world. You accept them just as they are, whether they're put together or whether they're broke. God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, Jehovah Rapha, I speak a healing of those who have been affected by the limelight. Jehovah Jireh, I speak provisions coming from the north, south, east, and west that were taken away because of the limelight. Jehovah Shalom, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I pray for those who have lost their peace, that they be restored in peace because of the limelight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to preach about the limelight. I thank you, Lord, and I pray that this was a blessing to someone, that I stand with them to be brought out of misery, poverty, to be delivered out of emotional and mental distress and disturbance, to be brought out of depression and anxiety, to know that as long as they have the breath of life, it is not too late. So, Lord, I love every person that I have prayed for and prayed with, and I speak nothing but joy, love, peace, and happiness. And all of this and more can be restored. And so I speak it in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to the end of the DYAFM radio program. Special shout out to Miss Karen Anderson. She works at the breast clinic. She did my mammogram for me, so I have a special shout out to her. To my coworkers, Dowry Hogan, to Sharita Roseborough, and to Carolyn Stovall. Thank you guys for giving me support about this radio program. To Tamika Williams, I love you, get well. To Gay Girl, Gay Met Like Girl, I love you. To my family, Evelyn Thornton, Raynette Milligan, and to the love of my life, my daughter Alexandria McClendon. To my church, which I know I haven't been there, y'all, I'm coming. Pastor Urban Brown and the Life of Christ Family Church in Lancaster, Texas. Special shout out to my brother Darrell Day. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank all of you for your support. Keep an eye on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, I'll be better prepared, and we will talk about, whatever different subject that the Lord will lead on my heart. So I leave you with this. It is from Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. God bless you, family, and I'll see you next week.